Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 16th of February, the 47th day of 2026, giving us 318 days to prepare for 2027. February always reminds me of my dad, who was born on a boat crossing the Atlantic, sailing with the rest of his family to their latest project with my grandfather Lorenzo, the bridge engineer. My grandfather Lorenzo and grandmother Francesca named their newest addition Luis, though the nickname almost immediately bestowed upon him was Lulu, who somehow would wind up with two birth dates, the 22nd and the 23rd, depending upon which official document one chose to review. Lulu became an adventuresome child, having several older siblings to learn from, and he became a father who would allow my Irish twin sister and me lots of leeway, often in an encouraging way. This past weekend, the New England Runner Sled Association Championship in Montville, Maine, made me think quite a bit about my childhood, as did the past week of televised events from the Winter Olympics in Milano and Cortina and their environs in northern Italy. When we were kids blessed with a new snowstorm in the Denver suburb of Aurora, my father would drive us to a nearby sledding hill that ran down to Sand Creek. Then afterward, when we were all warmed up and ready for anything, he would tie a couple of short ropes to the back bumper of the family sedan and tow us on our sleds along lonely 25th Avenue, bordering the south perimeter of Stapleton International Airport, the 2 miles back to our house. We did this for dozens of snowstorms while growing up, but neither my sister nor I would ever fall off our sleds, though sometimes we would briefly become airborne, crossing the snow-packed gutters between streets while exceeding 10 to 15 miles per hour, sometimes 20. I would like to think no one, including law enforcement authorities, ever spoiled our fun because my father was discreet. But it wasn't a matter of our being sneaky. We simply figured everything would work out all right, such as how Olympians are confident that they'll perform up to snuff. And then, just focus. Wildlife, both as one word and as two, can be that way. Lots of people who have not seen, for example, wild turkeys in action are not sure whether those birds can fly, though in fact they do with a considerable degree of finesse and expedition when they put their wild turkey brains and wings to the task, such as when I arrived at my hangar at Old Town Airport the other day to shovel snow from the apron of the big bifold door, and a rafter of four adult wild turkeys were pecking around 30 feet away on the inside of the hangar perimeter fence. At one point, my shoveling, however, became a dite too scratchy for them, and within a second or two, all four in unison launched over the fence to land on the other side and head back west down Airport Road. Yet what of this winter landscape in general that we are contending with more this year than in many other recent years? Composed of so many things, how many of them are actually quite ephemeral? Let's let South Korean writer Han Kang, who won the 2024 Nobel Prize in Literature, comment on that in her poem, A Very Small Snowflake. A very small snowflake, you, as if dancing, as if slowly dancing, approach my face. Instead of falling straight down like all the other snowflakes, somehow you spread your wings toward my face. But where did you get to after that? I never saw you again. For every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays today are those of Henry Adams, Mary Ewing Outerbridge, Pamela Coleman Smith, Van Wyck Brooks, Albert Hackett, Edgar Bergen, Patty Andrews, Vera Ellen, Otis Blackwell, Sonny Bono, Margot Hemingway, Ice-T, Lisa Loring, John McEnroe, and Valentino Rossi. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 600, Pope Gregory the Great decreed that saying, God bless you, is the correct response to a sneeze. Today in 1751, Thomas Gray's poem, Elegy Within a Country Churchyard, was first published. Today in 1771, French astronomer Charles Messier presented his original list of 45 M objects to the French Academy. And today, in 2025, Saturday Night Live celebrated its 50th anniversary by airing the special show SNL 50. heavenward tomorrow evening in the western sky following sunset. We'll have the new moon for February, and the two evenings after that, our waxing crescent moon will appear to keep company with the planets Mercury, Venus, and Saturn. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this ninth full week of winter, the seventh full week of 2026, and wishing everyone a pleasant President's Day. Keep the faith.